Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're discussing the rampant corruption in Zimbabwe following an update from the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, ZAC, which is investigating controversial businessman Wicknell Chivayo and his accomplices Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu. The latter went into the ZAC offices today saying they were handing themselves over for questioning and were told to wait to be called in by way of summons. They are being investigated on a case involving a $40 million tender allegedly awarded to them by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission fraudulently. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission was not available for comment. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. The first of two U.S. presidential debates will take place this Thursday, the 27th of June. But the candidates' rhetoric around sensitive topics such as immigration and former President Donald Trump's recent hush money trial conviction is already heating up. VOA's Veronica Boundaries Iglesias has the details.
Americans must wait until Thursday to know if Donald Trump's criminal conviction will be used as a line of attack on the debate stage by his Democratic re-election challenger, President Joe Biden.
But it's not just to call Donald Trump a convicted felon. It goes to his behavior and it goes to his character. Remember, he's actually filed bankruptcy six times. That means that he's not just a bad business guy. It means he screwed all the small people who actually relied on him for a living.
Trump denies those accusations and has also vowed to appeal the guilty verdict. While Biden has been preparing for the upcoming presidential debate behind closed doors, Trump opted to hit the campaign trail over the weekend. He made appearances in Washington and Philadelphia. He didn't hide his eagerness to debate, and at times asked his supporters' opinions on how he should behave when confronting Biden.
Should I be tough and nasty and just say you're the worst president in history, or should I be nice and calm and let him speak? 50-50. Be tough.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee also used Saturday's rally to remind voters about his stance on undocumented immigrants.
And on day one, we will begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history. We have no choice.
Biden recently rolled out asylum processing restrictions at the southern border. But he also unveiled an action last week that would open the path to citizenship to undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. During his appearance on NBC, Biden's national re-election campaign co-chair blamed Trump and Republicans for the status quo.
The border is in trouble, and it has been for the past 20 or 30 years in this country. Joe Biden, on day one, sent a comprehensive immigration reform proposal to Congress. They did nothing with it.
Besides immigration, it is expected that Biden and Trump will be asked questions about several other thorny issues during the first presidential debate that will be hosted by CNN on June 27th. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Veronica. The Zimbabwean government says it is concerned with the high rate of a brain drain within the healthcare system, especially specialists like oncologists, renal services providers, and surgical doctors, amongst others. This was said by the Health Minister Douglas Mombeshura in his speech at an event held in Victoria Falls. His speech was read on his behalf by the ministry's Chief Service Director, Dr. Maxwell Hove.
Prior to the COVID pandemic, in this country we had an excess of nursing staff. We had nurses who were sitting at home unemployed. But after the COVID pandemic, we suddenly had a vacuum where all our nurses had been attracted to the greener pastures where they could earn more. And we are now face to face with a shortage of nurses, especially the shortage of specialist nurses like those in ICU, intensive care unit, those in anesthesia, those who provide oncology, renal services, and so forth. So it is, and even the tutors, those who are supposed to be teaching the others to be nurses, we now have a shortage of those because they either have been attracted to those greener pastures or some of them have retired, and so forth. So these are real issues. And we also have other cadres, you know, in the healthcare cadres, the doctors, the laboratory scientists, and specialists. We have also migrated to other greener pastures and so forth. So this is a real issue. But we are not sitting back. We are doing all we can to ensure that we are improving the working conditions of our professionals, both monetary and non-monetary conditions. It's something that, as you may be aware, we now have a health service commission that was recently commissioned by His Excellency the President, and is fully constituted and seized with the matters of working conditions of the healthcare workers, especially in the public sector.
That was one of the Health Ministry's Chief Service Directors, Dr. Matsuhove, in Victoria Falls. And now back to our main topic. The lawyer representing businessmen Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu, Advocate Tepson Jetero, gives an update on what happened at ZEC offices in Harare when his clients presented themselves for questioning today.
Nasi Mahsen Takumo in Dakuzak, and Dakuzak Tanunana Nima officials at Kuzak, Tikapata, President of Mahsen Zedu to Mahsen Zedu Alas, since Wangalakan Bunura Mapepa now, Unima Mapepa Kasiana Sana, Kuzangala Chivada, Sakatenda now, Kuti, but made three, Mr. Kuzak, repeat one year, New Kuzak. Saka tavaona tasangana navo tava tazoenzi yeduti shimboyeni kana kuri kunzi zaki tazovada inozotibata yoti utaia saka vasunungurwa zvavo vanzi vange vachifamba
chikonzero chipi chaita kuti zaketi vambomira kuuya
chikonzero chekuti vaenda kuzaki vakanobetseredza nezvese zvavanga vachikwanisa kuzaki ndosaka zaki azovati iri kumbova siya vachena.
Okay, saka mainterviews vaitwa zvavo
vaitwa mabrief interviews
mabrief
vangosangana nemainvestigating officer vakasangana nemaofficials ikoko mushure mekunge vasangana navo vataura navo ndobva vachizonzi vamwe
ipamwe mebvi mungajekesa advocate tataona pasocial media vanhu vachitaura kuti hanzi zaki yati iri bhizi.
Ndingati zaki yati iri bhizi zaki yava tichimboenda ichichazotidaidzai kana mai zvekuti vari bhizi handizozive zvinenge zviri kuzaki.
That was Advocate Tapson Jetero, the lawyer representing Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu, reacting to how businessmen Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu were handled by ZEC. Harare resident John Gumini had this to say.
Rumeka, Karachi, Zimbabwe, Huriko, when Rasina,
Zimbabwe,
uchatozunzwa leta wote. Do you think kuti vari serious kana vakati vanhu vadzoka vavaichaga nemazuma 2 vakaba 40 million. 40 million ikadyarwa muzvipatara yotoka mishonga mingana. 40 million ikadyarwa muroads inogadzira machilomita zvimakadai roads. Then vanopara mhosva yakakura dai so vongoti tadzoka last week njuma suku votogara. Then somebody out there vongoti ndiri bliss. Inazvino sasa zvino mekera sense vanhu varuziyana iye dzavadzavuzivana ende paneka kuti tirachidzira kuti vasabutsenya yatavo saka iye haisisi kuti mari yakabiwa ende mari dzakabiwa dzakawanda asi kayaiya vasisi yasi.
That day was Harare resident John Gumini. With that, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And now back again to our main topic, the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. ZEC says businessmen Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu appeared for questioning at the offices in Harare today. To answer about their role of a murky Zimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC US 40 million tender. According to their lawyer, who we heard earlier on, the two were asked that they would be contacted to come back for questioning by way of summons. He did say that they were briefly questioned about the case. And for that case, also involved in this deal is the Mavuku Tafara legislator, Pedzisai Scott Sakupwanya's company, Better Brains Security, which was issued to sign the deal that exposed the corruption with Rainform, a South African-based company. There was no immediate comment from the accused four gentlemen. Chimombe and Mpofu are also allegedly involved in a presidential gold scheme, which is also being investigated by ZEC. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by political analyst Dr. Ricky Mukonza and a professor at Tshwane University in South Africa, and Tendai Mbofana, a researcher and analyst. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Thank you. So I'll start off with you, Dr. Mukonza. What is your take on what we're seeing happening regarding this corruption issue and what ZEC are saying? They are saying that they summoned the two to appear today. There were briefly questions, and then they were told that they would be called by way of summons. What's your take?
I think this is quite sad, considering the serious allegations against the two gentlemen. It doesn't really say to the public and all who care to follow Zimbabwean public life and politics, because you know to begin with, after such serious allegations, we would have expected ZEC to do some serious, you know, investigations, and also it's surprising that people like that are allowed to go home, and then they say they'll follow up by way of summons. Yet when you look at some political cases where even the evidence is not very strong, people are denied bail. I'll bring up a case in point, the case of former legislator Mr. Job Sikala. We know for almost 2 years he was locked up and he was denied, you know, the opportunity to give the court bail. So it communicates a message to the public that Zach is not serious in dealing with corruption cases where there is involvement of people who are politically connected.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mr. Bofana, welcome to the program. Do you think anything will come out of this investigation, as critics fear that this will be a catch and release? What's your take?
Thank you so much, Marvelous. Yes, I do not think that this big case will go anywhere. As already alluded to by Professor, that in other less severe cases like that of former opposition legislator Job Sikala, without much evidence, he was taken to court. The court denied him bail for nearly 2 years. So, and yet here, what we have been hearing, the statements that have been issued by Zach in the past week or so, they seem to have a pretty strong case. And yet they even refuse to interview these people that they've been making so much noise about, wanting to see them, demanding that they come to Zach, they report to Zach. If they do not report to Zach, some other stern measures will be taken. And yet here they are. They presented themselves to Zach, and then Zach doesn't do anything. They say, go back, we'll call you by ways of summons. That doesn't show any seriousness, as already been alluded to by the professor. So I do not see this case going anywhere. Let us also remember something about these corruption cases. If we look back both at the incident of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and the presidential gold scheme, how did these people get those tenders in the first place, Kivayo, Chimombe, and Mpofu? Clearly, there was some corruption that went through. These were tenders that were awarded outside of tender or procurement regulations and so forth. So what it means is that there are more people involved, more powerful people involved in this case than just these three. So that is what presents a problem for the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. Because if they truly want to pursue this issue with the seriousness that it deserves, I believe a lot more heads will roll. So that is where the problem comes. Is Zach prepared to confront the other people who will be implicated in this case? So I see that Zach has become a bit too small. It's become a small boy. It has chewed more than it can swallow. So I do not see any seriousness. I quite frankly, I see this as another case of catch and release. These people, they'll just tell us that they'll be called, interviewed when the time comes, but that is the end of it. We are not going to see hear anything more about it, because the more they interview these people, Mpofu, Chimombe, and Chivayo, the more people they are going to expose who are involved in this corruption scandal, people who are powerful, who are in top positions, who cannot be sacrificed by the government. So this case is going to die a natural death.
Thank you there. Coming back to you, Dr. Mukonza, from your observation, what does the revelation of this corruption mean for the current government and the presidency? Because we heard a lot of terms being used, what does it mean?
It could mean that we do have another version of state capture. You would know that in South Africa, we had the government being captured by the Guptas, and there were serious revelations about how this family was controlling government operations and how government was doing its business. So we could be seeing a mini version of state capture in Zimbabwe. It could mean that the Chivayo and his and the other guy Chimombe and the other one, engaging in activities that, you know, have an effect on how the state is supposed to operate. Now, the question that comes up is, to what extent is President Mnangagwa and his government capable of, you know, functioning independently and do what supposedly they were elected to do? There are a whole lot of questions around that because I mean, what has just happened for me, if indeed government was serious about fighting corruption, these gentlemen from the audio that we had, they should have been, you know, there was good reason for them to be at least arrested and their case gets investigated and you know they you know at least something the public gets to know something about this issue, not what we have just seen.
Thank you there, Mr. Mbofana. What do you think is the way forward, looking at what we're seeing coming out? You're on the ground. What's the way forward?
That's a very good question, Marvelous. The way forward is something that I do not think this current regime is prepared to do. The way forward is to drain the swamp, so to speak. There is need for a reset in how we do government in Zimbabwe. There is need, as already alluded to, there is clearly state capture. So to undo that is to undo the state capture. That would mean a truly independent commission rather than the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. We take them out. Those ones are captured already. We need sort of a Zondo Commission. If we are going to make a comparison to what happened in South Africa with the brothers and Jacob Zuma, we need our own Zondo Commission in Zimbabwe.
Thank
a
you,
truly
Mr.
independent
Mbofana.
Commission led by
someone,
a former judge.
Okay, please hold on. Let me just take a caller quickly. Hello, caller Makadi. I want to reward you. Tutsora ne mimurunani murkupi.
Aye,
watambofara kunzwa madzimai taura iti nzwe murikunzwa irimo mudariro nyaya yehori. Munoiona senyai?
Ane yehori Zimbabwe vasikananga. Mari vangu tuma mire unyasha, ilo nyasha, ili panchenu. Uwazi wakungu etuwa wana madhile ya wano da shuwa.
Saka sema onero enyu, panofana kuitwa se hapa. Imi muruku nze kwe nyika, muruku ona shu kuitika mnyika, munuona se.
Aja tukere wa watu chino zikira chichinji ama geli ziri mungu Zimbabwe na kutita iso tatukere wa watu kundi so suwa wano warati zama kutu wati maano jesuwa wa nchia shida jikuitu wa mika mwenu asi unu kushia kutu kutunga iti isi kutunga iyi
dai iyo urumende ya katere rakana iro sangano reze kida ira katere rama itichi
aina zeki ya leki na mtumiru kutuswa mtumiru kutuswa mtumiru kutuswa mtumiru mtumiru kutuswa amba jini ya zini kutuswa mtumiru kutuswa mtumiru kutuswa taka tira kia hizi kwa mtumiru kutuswa mtumiru kutuswa yeta suta hewa za mtumiru kutuswa mtumiru kutuswa mtumiru bati zini kutuswa mtumiru kutuswa mtumiru kutuswa mtumiru paraka na mtumiru.
Asi munoona kunge zvakabatsira here kuti pakabuda ipo iwa mavoice note netsamba dzimwe dzangadzi chibuda idzi zvakakubatsira here imi se zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti muziye zviri kuitika munyika?
Itori zvakabatsira nekuti ichasvika hayo nguva yatichazvishandisawo kana ichazoshandiswawo nevamwe seumbowo kubuda kwazvo kwakanaka chaizvo kunyange iko zvino vanhu vasina simba yekuti vanyato zvimiririra kuti varwise uori asi zvichasvika pazvichashandiswa.
Pane vamwe vanga vachitaurawo kuti iko kusouth africa kwakamboitika uri hwemaguptas uyauya muri kuona pane kuda kufanana here nezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi?
Aiwa vasikare kana uri munomusapatuka unozoona zvakatosiyana chinobe zvakaitwa hazvo ati munoona kuti iye akangoitwa inonana iye jupita iye ndiyoyo yasiyana neyekuti munhu wese ari muzanup f wese ari pachigaro anjoni kura rake ari kuputa naro mari yasosiyana ende yana zvima nanatinokaita zvakati yatombopera nyaya iyi asati yatombopera ende hakuna munhu anogona kutozvita izvozviya kuno kunorohwa nyoka musoro ukawana kuzimbabwe tokuregerera vanhu vachiita zvavanoda munhu weisi ari muzanupf ari kuba zvekungooneka zviri pachena zvinenge zvisinyambosva zvekuti zvinzi zvinhu zvikakubhutariswa kuti tezoti tezodii tezodii zvingonyatori pachena asi tavanokubvunza kuti hapana zvamunotiita
asi kaivo vanoramba vachibuda pachena vachiti kwete hasiri izvo zviri kuitika imi munoti chii
aiwa tingati here izvozvo kana munyika muine vanhu vanokwanisa kupa vanhu dzimotikari mahara zvibhadhara zvisina mushonga mari dzichimwaiwa tinasoti mwari mari maus ari kumwaiwa munyika marodzi akafa zvipatara zvakafa tenderi dzedu dziri kusasa hadzina kana tokutangira vanhu havana mapiritsi tingati chii ichocho
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo amai Agnes Weta vari paSouth Africa nhasi tambowanawo mudzimai apinda tinokutendai vambofana dzoka izvenyu mumbotaurawo munoona sei zvanga zviri kutaurwa nakola vabva kutaura
zvifarira zvavataura ndo mashoko makukutu avataurayo ndokuti zvinorwadza zvechokwadi tinoudzwa ngano dzisingaperi kwemakore makumi matatu apfuura dzidzi masankenzi takatemerwa zvirango zveupfumi ndosaka tiri kutambura ndosaka tisina mishonga muzvipatara asi ndiri kuvimba kuti vazhinji vezimbabwe ruzhinji rwezimbabwe rwakuzvionera roga nemaziso avo egoga kuti aihandi mumasanctions kana kuti zvirango zveupfumi zvirango zveupfumi zvakatonyipisisa zvakatemerwa vana vezimbabwe zviri kutemerwa nehurumende yezanup f mamiriyoni avari kuburisa ivava vachiti ari kutenga matoireti ari kutenga mapepa emaelection ane mapurisi akatutirwa times 200% hakuitawo here koko michini mingani yemishonga mingani maparasetamol mishini yekurapa kensa mamatiresi chavo nemibhedha yemuzvipatara yaikwana mamiriyoni iwavo ari kupedza achingozviwa zvisina maturo zvinorwadza kwozoona vanhu vari kuwana mari dzedzo vari kubhenefita neuoriwowo zvataurwa nevabva kutaurava dzinenge dzisingopfachurwa zvisingotengerwa mota uyoenda unoona victor enda unoona victor enda unoona victor dai kuri kwena utaona victor ari superintendent wekumpilo kana wekogomo harari hospital sinzena unoona victor unopiwa mubhedha unopiwa matiresi unopiwa mabhokisi nemabhokisi emishonga zvaibhonzisisika saka vanotora zvisa kuti mbavha idzi dziri kungovaona kuzhayiwo vatifara isu vana vemuzimbabwe tichitambura tichifa saka zvinorwadza yasvika nguva yekuti vana vezimbabwe vatimisa musoro kuti aiwa zvakwana hatichada kuramba tichitambura zvakadai vashoma nevachiba vachidya havo vega ndo nguva yacho inoiyi
Thank you so much there, Mr. Mbofana. Todzoka kwamuri, Professor Mukonza, your last word as we wrap up the program.
Mashoko angu ekugumisira ndeyekuti sezvataurwa naambofana zviri kuitika izvi hazvisi zvinhu kwazvo mukufambiswa kwebasa renyika nerehurumende nokuda kwekuti mapazi ehurumende haachagoni kunyatsoita basa ravo sezvaanotarisirwa sezvataona pazakap kuti pane kakuzeza nekakusagona kuita basa ravo nokuda kwekuti pane zvavari kutya saka ndo zvakaipira nyaya yecorruption inenge ine vakuru mukati saka nyaya iyi inoda kuti inyatsobatwa zvakasimba paratidzwe kuti nyika yezimbabwe ichiri nemapazi angava iyo zaki ingava matare edzimhosva angava mapurisa nezvimwe zvakadaro achiri kushanda nekuita basa ravo sezvaanotarisirwa nevana vezimbabwe
Thank you so much and that brings us to the end of our show would like to take this opportunity to thank our guest Professor Ricky Mukonza of Tshwane University of Technology and Tendai Mbofana a researcher and analyst a marvelous mhlanganya huye saying have a very good night